In a world of mass-produced beverages, home brewing stands as a radical act of creation and self-expression. Randy Mosher's Mastering Homebrew has become a cornerstone text for those seeking to understand the alchemy that transforms simple ingredients into complex, delightful beer. The book has earned praise from brewing legends like Jim Koch of Boston Beer Company, who wishes he'd had such a resource when creating Samuel Adams in 1984. What makes this guide particularly valuable is its dual approach to brewing as both science and art, addressing the technical aspects while never losing sight of beer's fundamental purpose to create pleasure, community, and moments of sensory delight. As craft beer culture has exploded globally, Mosher's work has helped countless brewers develop their skills and find their unique voice in the brewing world. Brewing engages both hemispheres of the brain, the analytical left side that calculates hop utilization rates, and the creative right side that imagines flavor combinations and sensory experiences. This duality makes brewing uniquely satisfying, offering artists a chance to explore science and engineers an opportunity to express creativity. While brewing involves complex biochemistry, pH levels, enzyme activity, and starch conversion, Mosher emphasizes that these technical aspects serve the ultimate goal of creating something delicious and meaningful. The science of brewing provides a framework for understanding what happens when we combine ingredients. Carbohydrates range from simple sugars to complex starches. Enzymes catalyze reactions by lowering energy barriers. Proteins form crucial structures that affect everything from head retention to mouthfeel. But these scientific concepts aren't ends in themselves, they're tools for achieving sensory and emotional experiences. Beer affects all our senses in complex ways. It contains twice as many flavor compounds as wine, despite wine's reputation for sophistication. Learning to evaluate beer means understanding how our sensory system interacts with beer's range of tastes, aromas, and textures. Our sense of smell, with thousands of receptor types creating approximately 10,000 different aromas, dominates flavor perception. We have two olfactory centers, the analytical orthonasal at the top of the nasal cavity and the retronasal further back, connected to feelings of preference and familiarity. Critical beer tasting follows a methodical process, examining aroma first, then appearance, taste, retronasal sensations, mouthfeel, and aftertaste. The goal is to identify ingredients, brewing processes, potential flaws, and ultimately whether all elements work together harmoniously. This sensory education transforms not just how you brew, but how you experience the world around you. For those seeking to develop their tasting abilities, participating in homebrew competitions exposes you to diverse beers and expert perspectives. The Beer Judge Certification Program, BJCP, certifies judges through rigorous testing on brewing knowledge and tasting ability. This training engages ancient parts of your brain, ultimately making you a more sensitive and capable taster, a transformation that dramatically improves brewing skills. Understanding brewing ingredients is fundamental to great beer. Each component brings its own character and contributes uniquely to the final product. Like a chef, brewers must become personally familiar with their ingredients' flavors, both raw and in finished beer, while understanding the underlying chemistry that creates these characteristics. Barley has been beer's soul for 10 millennia. This remarkable grain provides starch, proteins, enzymes, and other components that create diverse beers. The malting process transforms nearly flavorless raw barley into brewing-ready material through controlled sprouting followed by drying. This creates a crumbly texture, low gelatinization temperature, multiple enzyme systems, readily available starch, proteins for yeast nutrition, and a neutral filtering husk. The kilning process creates color and flavor through two mechanisms, caramelization and Maillard browning. Both transform carbohydrates using heat, but Maillard browning incorporates nitrogen. These reactions create melanoidins, large molecules providing color and some bitterness, and heterocyclics, aromatic ring-shaped molecules that create bread, cracker, caramel, toast, coffee, and chocolate notes. different combinations of carbohydrate, nitrogen, time, temperature, pH, and moisture produce dramatically different flavors, meaning beers with identical color can taste completely different. Beyond standard malts, brewers can employ specialty grains like wheat, excellent for head retention, acid malt containing lactic acid for style-appropriate sourness, and smoked malts that imitate historical kilning methods when wood-fired kilns were standard. Unmalted grains offer unique flavors and textures despite lacking the ease of use and ready extract of malted grains, requiring special mashing techniques for larger quantities. Hops contribute bitterness, aroma, and antibacterial effects against certain bacteria. Alpha acids require isomerization through vigorous boiling to become bitter and soluble. For aroma, hops are added late in the boil, at flameout, through a hop back, or during conditioning, dry hopping. Rather than just dividing hop varieties by national origin or alpha acid content, Mosher categorizes them by flavor profile. Noblesse, Germanic hops with herbaceous, minty, or spicy characters, Sazzy, Saaz family hops with their unique spicy character, Britannic, classic English, green, tangy, grassy aromas, and newer categories like Cascadian, American varieties with floral, piney, citrusy characters, and Pacifical, newer hops with distinct fruit aromas. Water chemistry doesn't need to be intimidating, though it significantly affects beer flavor. 6 key mineral ions play major roles in brewing: calcium, magnesium, and sodium, positive ions, plus bicarbonate, sulfate, and chloride, negative ions. Historically, brewers worked with their local water, creating beer styles suited to those conditions. Today, we can modify water to brew any style anywhere, though most homebrewers need only basic water treatment to achieve excellent results. Modern brewers are expanding beyond the traditional 4 ingredients to create diverse and interesting beers. Throughout most of beer's history, brewers used whatever local ingredients were available until industrialization standardized major styles. Today's creative brewers are rediscovering this freedom, treating beer more like cuisine with herbs, spices, fruits, vegetables, and more. The best fruit for brewing comes from farmers markets or frozen products, while quality spices should be sourced from specialty shops rather than standard supermarkets. The brewing process represents the fundamental difference between beer and other fermented beverages. While winemaking is primarily about coaxing nature's expression from grapes, brewing is an act of creation. The brewer actively manipulates ingredients and processes to achieve specific results. As Mosher poetically states, "Gaze into a glass of wine and you may see the sun and the soil, but in every beer you experience the soul of the brewer." Mashing is the heart of brewing, transforming grain into fermentable sugars. At its core, mashing involves holding crushed grains at approximately 150°F (66°C) for an hour, allowing enzymes to convert starches into sugars. Two key enzymes, alpha and beta amylase, work at slightly different temperature ranges, allowing brewers to control fermentability. Lower temperatures, favoring beta amylase, produce drier beers, while higher temperatures create sweeter, fuller-bodied results. After mashing, sparging rinses the mash with hot water to extract sugars. The efficiency depends on factors like grain types, grinding method, bed temperature, and tun geometry. Begin by opening the valve partway to allow cloudy wort to trickle out. Then recycle this through the grain bed, vorlaufing, until clear. Maintain water above the mash to keep it floating and exclude oxygen. Stop sparging when the kettle reaches appropriate volume to avoid extracting harsh tannins from late runnings. Boiling wort is essential to brewing, typically lasting about an hour to achieve several critical transformations. The boil pasteurizes the wort, stops enzyme activity, isomerizes hop compounds to create bitterness, removes unwanted volatile compounds, especially DMS, which smells like creamed corn, coagulates excess proteins, and incorporates hop aromas. Always boil without a lid to allow volatile compounds to escape rather than recondense back into the wort. After boiling, wort must be cooled to fermentation temperature as quickly as possible. Immersion chillers, copper tubing coils connected to tap water, are simplest and work best with gentle stirring. Counterflow chillers, where hot wort and cold water flow in opposite directions through concentric tubes, cool almost instantly, but require pumps and careful cleaning to prevent contamination. Though not glamorous, cleaning is crucial to good brewing. Equipment on the hot side needs thorough cleaning, but not sanitizing, while everything touching wort after cooling must be properly sanitized. Modern brewery chemicals are safer and more effective than older options. Different cleaners target specific soils. Acid cleaners remove scale, alkaline cleaners handle protein films, and sanitizers kill microorganisms. The brewery's equipment directly impacts beer quality and brewing enjoyment. While good equipment isn't prohibitively expensive, quality matters. Buy for life is a wise approach. Most brewers start with 5-gallon extract batches and gradually expand their setup as they develop preferences and skills. Your system should match your goals regarding batch size, brewing techniques, and personal philosophy, minimalist versus feature-rich. Safety is paramount in the brewery, with numerous hazards, including electricity in wet environments requiring GFCI protection, pressurized gas cylinders, fragile glass carboys, hot liquids, motors, and combustible gases. Electrical safety demands GFCI protection in wet environments and proper grounding. Gas cylinders, CO2, oxygen, contain enormous potential energy and must be secured to prevent falling. Glass carboys present serious cutting hazards if broken. Use appropriate carriers and avoid neck-mounted handles that can cause breakage. Modularity simplifies brewing operations by ensuring components work together seamlessly. Standardizing hoses, valves, and fittings eliminates compatibility issues and reduces equipment redundancy. Pumps and measurement devices can be designed for mobility rather than duplicated. Accurate calibration of vessels using gauge sticks, marked slats showing volume levels, ensures consistent results. Every piece of brewing equipment has specific features and capabilities to consider when building your system. The ideal grain mill crushes the starchy endosperm while preserving the grain husks intact. Proper heat sources vary by batch size. Standard kitchen stoves work for 5-gallon batches, but larger volumes need commercial-grade propane burners. Mash tuns hold grain during mashing and facilitate wort drainage, with insulated plastic coolers being popular choices, requiring a straining device and ball valve installation. Pumps are essential but temperamental brewery tools. Centrifugal pumps, the most common type, fling wort outward with spinning blades, but require priming and can't run dry without damage. They may suffer from cavitation at high temperatures. Other options include gear pumps, positive displacement, no priming needed, rotary vane pumps, powerful but need priming, and peristaltic pumps, squeeze wort through tubes without contact, ideal for transfers. Once fermentation is complete, beer needs to be transferred to serving vessels. For beginners, bottles offer an economical and portable solution that allows for aging strong brews. Draft systems, while more expensive, provide greater convenience for experienced brewers. Kegging eliminates the tedium of bottling. Using 5-gallon corny tanks, repurpose soda kegs that are pressure-rated, easy to clean, and fitted with quick disconnects. The transformation of sugary wort into beer by yeast remains as remarkable today as when medieval brewers called it "God is good." Brewer's yeast, Saccharomyces cerevisiae, is a single-celled fungus that naturally inhabits sugar-rich environments like fruit surfaces. This domesticated organism has partnered with humans for roughly 10,000 years, with today's ale yeasts descending directly from these ancient strains. Though microscopic, yeast cells possess remarkable complexity. Each cell contains numerous specialized structures: a nucleus directing cellular activities, mitochondria for energy production, an endoplasmic reticulum network for protein synthesis, vacuoles for storage and waste management, and a protective cell wall composed of lipid membrane supported by glucan carbohydrate fibers. This wall functions as a semi-permeable barrier, allowing small molecules to pass, while larger ones require specialized protein gatekeepers. Yeast transforms wort into beer through metabolic processes that produce alcohol and carbon dioxide as primary byproducts. However, the complex biochemistry within yeast cells creates numerous other compounds that significantly impact beer flavor. These leaky bags of goo release intermediate chemicals from their metabolic pathways into the surrounding beer. These compounds include congeners, higher alcohols that add spicy warmth but can smell like rubbing alcohol in excess, and esters, fruity aromatics that can range from pleasant to nail polish-like. Temperature dramatically affects production of these flavor compounds. Cooler lager fermentations produce fewer congeners, allowing malt and hop character to dominate, while warmer ale fermentations create more complex yeast-derived flavors. Many compounds produced early in fermentation, like acetaldehyde, grassy apple, and diacetyl, buttery, are later reabsorbed during conditioning, making proper maturation essential for flavor development. Hundreds of brewing yeast strains exist worldwide, with American suppliers offering dozens of pedigreed liquid yeasts from renowned breweries. Choosing the right yeast is as crucial as designing the grain bill or hop schedule, as it provides the final layer of personality to beer. Yeast strains vary in alcohol tolerance, most handle 10% easily, aroma characteristics, from fruity esters to phenolic spiciness, attenuation rates, related to flocculation behavior, and temperature preferences. Belgian yeasts fall into two main categories, estery and phenolic. The estery varieties are used in Abbey ales, strong golden and dark ales, with excellent alcohol tolerance. Phenolic types like Saison yeast produce dry beers with peppery notes, prefer high temperatures, even above 90°F or 32°C, and sometimes stall mid-fermentation. English yeasts encompass a wide range of strains from English, Scottish, and Irish breweries, all producing fruity ale characteristics, but with varying personalities and brewing behaviors. For homebrewers exploring exotic flavors, wild yeasts and bacteria offer exciting possibilities. Brett, Brettanomyces, is the most common wild yeast in brewing, adding barnyard or roasted pineapple notes to rustic Belgian ales, lambics, and Flemish sours. While Brett can ferment independently, it's typically added late in fermentation or at bottling. It works slowly, forms a whitish pellicle on beer, and can ferment complex sugars that ale yeasts often can't process. Pitching rate, the number of yeast cells added to wort, significantly impacts fermentation quality. The general guideline is about 7 million cells per milliliter for ales and 13 million for lagers. For stronger beers, use 0.75 million cells per milliliter per degree Plato and double that for lagers. Proper pitching ensures quick, vigorous fermentation, resulting in clean, well-attenuated beer. Proper wort oxygenation is crucial for yeast health, as oxygen helps yeast produce lipids for cell membranes. Standard practice calls for 8 to 10 milligrams per liter for ales and 12 milligrams for lagers, with stronger beers requiring more. Homebrewers have several aeration options, shaking, reaching about 3 ppm, Venturi aerators, up to 5 ppm, aquarium pumps with aeration stones, about 8 ppm, or pure oxygen for higher levels. Creating your own recipes combines technical precision with artistic vision. While beginners often follow kits or existing recipes, developing personal recipes allows brewers to express themselves more fully. Beer has evolved from a factory product into an art form, a noble and treasured beverage equal to any liquid pleasure on earth. Before creating a recipe, consider your purpose. Who will drink it? How does it relate to seasons? Is it experimental or part of a larger brewing journey? Will it compete in judging or just entertain at parties? Visualize your beer completely, its color, aroma, flavor progression, and mouthfeel. Being a skilled taster helps tremendously as you can mentally combine flavors before brewing. A beer's character depends not just on ingredients but on process. Mash temperature and dilution affect attenuation, while mashing schedules impact proteins that influence head retention and body. Different ingredients respond uniquely to mashing, making it crucial to match materials with methods. Modern malts generally work well with simple single-step infusion mashes, while traditional grains like unmalted wheat and oats in wit beer require specific mashing procedures. Despite brewing's technical aspects, beer is fundamentally about pleasure. While science serves brewing, it cannot define what makes a great beer. The cheapest mass-market lager might be technically better than an award-winning barley wine. Art must lead the way. Beer, like any art form, is a conversation with meaning, language, time dimension, and cultural references. Artistic brewing employs the same principles as other art forms. Start with a big idea, a concise concept, like an IPA that smells like the desert, or a Belgian stout with the texture of cappuccino. Practice discretion and economy by removing anything that doesn't contribute meaningfully. Consider contrast and tension between elements, rather than static balance. The drinker's attention should shift between different flavor aspects. Different beer styles require different structural approaches. For light-colored beers, use pale base malts with careful additions of Vienna, up to 20%, or small amounts of Munich caramel malts, under 5%, to add complexity without darkening. Amber beers offer more possibilities. Use colored base malts like Munich or Vienna for malty caramelly flavors, or combine pale base with roasted malts for crispness. Red and brown beers typically feature medium to dark caramel malts with their burnt sugar flavors. Hops provide essential counterpoint to malt sweetness, making beer refreshing and balanced. When formulating a hop bill, first consider their role: background balance, equal player with malt, or starring role. Choose a bitterness target, BU, appropriate for your beer's gravity, BU to GU ratio, and determine the desired aroma intensity. The timing of additions dramatically affects aroma. Early additions provide bitterness with minimal aroma, while late additions contribute intense aroma with less bitterness. When developing recipes, brewers should break down their approach by components: visual appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and body. Then consider how each ingredient, grain bill, hop bill, spices, fruits, yeast, and special processes contributes to these elements. Yeast selection must consider the flavors and aromas each strain contributes to ensure harmony with the overall beer. Even small temperature changes can dramatically alter flavor profiles. Beer styles spark controversy between purists who view style guidelines as fixed standards and rebels who see them as barriers to creativity. Both perspectives have merit. Styles provide useful shared language while acknowledging they represent merely snapshots in time that constantly evolve due to societal, political, technological, and agricultural factors. Learning to work within style limitations can sharpen brewing skills and develop aesthetic vision, though styles should be allowed to evolve rather than remain static. British brewing dates back to 3000 BCE, with modern ales developing over centuries. Porter emerged around 1720 as a dark, hoppy beer that fueled industrialization before evolving dramatically over time. British beers can be categorized into three main groups: pale, brown, and black, with each containing subdivisions of varying strengths and hop rates. Despite romantic notions of traditional English ales, most modern British beers are light-bodied due to economic forces and drinking culture, using adjuncts like corn and sugar while still achieving remarkable depth of flavor. While lagers eventually dominated German brewing, several ale traditions survived, particularly in the Rhineland and Berlin. Except for wheat beer, German top-fermenting yeasts produce extremely neutral character, with Düsseldorfer Alt and Kolsch even undergoing cold conditioning, earning them the nickname top-fermenting lagers. Only wheat beer has remained proudly untouched by lager tradition. Lager's true history remains largely unwritten. While commonly attributed to monks fermenting in alpine caves, this narrative is problematic. lager development likely emerged from bans on summer brewing before 1500, with beer fermenting in cold winter breweries. Most modern lager styles developed during the 19th century, including Vienna, 1840s, Oktober, 1872, and Pilsner, 1842, which revolutionized brewing worldwide. Much conventional wisdom about Belgian beer is historically inaccurate. Most typically Belgian beers were actually influenced by outside styles, pale and Scotch ales, and lagers like Marzen's, Bock's, and Pilsner's. These served as templates for Abbey and Trappist beers developed between the World Wars. Strong beers like Triple are mid-20th century inventions. Except for lambics and wit beers, most Belgian styles don't require complex brewing techniques. Extracts or simple infusion mashes work well. Belgian character largely comes from unique yeast strains. Ferment almost anything with Belgian yeast, and it tastes Belgian. By the 1970s, American beer meant bland and monotonous products. European travel made this cultural embarrassment painfully obvious to many Americans. While European brewing traditions provided inspiration and structure, American craft brewing has evolved beyond simply copying traditional styles. Modern American craft beer respects tradition without being ruled by it, creating something new and distinctive. These beers drew inspiration from European styles, but were brewed from memory rather than with strict authenticity. The goal was bold, brisk, lively flavor. Homebrewing has evolved from a primitive hobby into a sophisticated global movement. While North American homebrewers pioneered modern techniques, passionate brewers worldwide are now embracing the craft, united by curiosity, creativity, and a refusal to accept industrial beer. Though homebrewers everywhere share these qualities, international brewers face unique challenges. Limited access to supplies, expensive equipment due to import duties, and difficulty obtaining quality yeast. The most exciting development is how brewers everywhere are finding their unique voices by incorporating local flavors, ingredients, and cultural influences. In Italy, brewers draw inspiration from the country's diverse wine culture and Belgium's creative approach, frequently incorporating spices and non-traditional ingredients. Brazilian brewers are exploring the country's abundant natural ingredients, including kumaru, tonka bean, diverse honeys from Brazil's 300 bee species, rapadura sugar, tropical fruits like cashew juice, and exotic Amazonian hardwoods used for aging. Australia's 96-million-year isolation has created unique flora, offering brewers an incredible variety of native ingredients to explore. These include Tasmanian pepperberry with its wild flavor profile, lemon myrtle with bright citrus notes, aniseed myrtle, strawberry gum with berry and fresh-cut oak character, and roasted wattle seed with vanilla, coffee, and peanut butter notes. The region also produces distinctive hop varieties like Galaxy, AU, and Nelson Savin, NZ, and extraordinary honeys. Beyond exploring new flavors, there's growing interest in creating beers that reflect local culture and produce. From ancient times, beer has incorporated diverse ingredients. The Middle East used spices like coriander, cinnamon, and cumin, while Northern Europeans used herbs such as sweetgale, juniper, and meadowsweet. Modern brewers continue this tradition of experimentation, seeking to create beers with distinctive local character. While classic beer styles provide a fascinating foundation for brewing traditions, there's value in occasionally ignoring, twisting, or completely disregarding their rules. Working outside established styles means operating without the safety net of proven formulas, requiring a strong internal compass to guide recipe development toward balance and deliciousness. Inspiration for style-free beers can come from countless sources. Variations on existing styles, fascination with particular ingredients, historical tidbits, agricultural inspirations, cultural contexts, seasonal considerations, or even other art forms. Seasonal brewing connects brewers with the rhythm of the land, weather, and changing moods throughout the year. Creating the perfect party beer requires balancing your craft brewing principles with the need to please a diverse audience. The ideal party beer should be accessible to casual drinkers while still satisfying your homebrew oath to brew something interesting. The journey of mastering homebrew is both technical and artistic, scientific and intuitive. It connects us with ancient traditions while encouraging bold innovation. Most importantly, it reminds us that beer, at its heart, is about creating moments of pleasure, connection, and discovery. As you develop your brewing skills, remember that the ultimate goal isn't technical perfection, but creating something that brings joy to yourself and others. In a glass of homebrew, we find not just the flavors of grain, hops, and yeast, but the expression of human creativity and the simple pleasure of sharing something made by hand.